Put your faith in Christ. Get up. Stop whining. Get up. Start doing something about the gifts that God has given you. Pero problema mo, sabi sa Bible, Deuteronomy 8:18. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. In the name of Jesus Christ, get up. Get up. When the Word of God takes effect in your life, when the feet that was once weak, that was once immobile, starts moving, not because of money, but because of the faith that we have in Christ, the courage that only Christ can give, the power that the Holy Spirit can give, what happens? It starts to be strengthened, walking and leaping and praising God. This should be our life in the times of crisis. Church, we should be walking and leaping and praising God no matter what happens. Our boldness comes from time spent with Jesus. If you are with Jesus, the room for fear to operate will lessen and lessen day by day. The room for anxiety will no longer attack you. Why? Because Jesus is in the room. The presence of God is there. They recognize these men have spent time with Jesus. God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Where we go, God is there. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy and there's no fear. Perfect love drives out fear. And where do we get that? From Jesus. One of the things we hear today is the word fear. Fear has taken control of a lot of people. They say fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is rooted in speculations. It is asking what if, assuming the worst will happen. Let me challenge you. What if you turn your what if with God in mind? What if God shows up? What if God did this for me? What if God sovereignly prevails in all my trials, temptations, and challenges in life? Many times we let fear take control over our lives. We have delayed or dashed our dreams because of fear. Fear takes the life out of us. No wonder Jesus addressed fear in the scripture. And let me share to you some of those verses. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Psalms 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So next time fear comes knocking at your door, declare God's word, God's love, God's presence, and know that fear is not from God. You are an overcomer because of what Christ has done for you on the cross and in the grave when He resurrected. Jesus did not die a dangerous death to make us fearful. He conquered sin and death to pave the way for us to live the greatest adventure of our life. Have you ever experienced setbacks in life? Do you see or do you always see this bad side of setbacks? Or have you contemplated on why there are setbacks in life? You know, this pandemic has set back so many things in our lives. Businesses closing, relationships tested, lives lost. We cannot deny the fact that setbacks are real. But as people who believe in the hope of the resurrection, many of our setbacks are God's setup for something greater. This happened to a man in the Old Testament who had a dream, a family who was not supported. From a dream boy, he became a slave boy, imprisoned unjustly and forgotten. But after many long years, what seems like a setback became God's ultimate setup for Joseph, the dreamer, to be the second in command who would bring solutions to the problems of his generation. So before you look at your challenges as setbacks, ask this question: what is God setting up for me this year? Genesis 50 verse 20. As for you, Joseph said, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. It's not a setback, it's a setup. Learn how to embrace God's setup for your life.
You want people to know Jesus? Tell them, sin has its effect. Yeah, the story of God's redemption and love is far, even greater. Even greater than anything you've ever committed in the past. God's love is greater. Even greater than any mistakes you've made. Even greater is God's grace over your life. For every wrong thing you've done, even greater is God's redemptive act over your life because of what Christ did for you. There's a truth. We have sinned. We have rebelled. No one loves God. And we've lived this life. But when Jesus came and you've encountered Christ, what happened? Another truth came into effect. Far greater. That overwhelmed this truth that we can now declare and say, God, your love. Oh, it overwhelms me. Your love is so amazing.
We will go through the darkest valleys, but it is the shepherd. He leads us in quiet waters. He leads us in green pastures. And sometimes the path leads to dark valleys. And it is through these dark valleys where we now build a stronger relationship with the shepherd. The more we need to follow a shepherd. And I do hope and pray that you would do it with the Lord as you go through the deepest valley. You don't know what to do. There's so much uncertainty and anxiety in your life. Let the Lord lead you. Do we let God lead us? Do we let Yahweh, our shepherd, lead us in these trying times?
The good news is in Romans 6, now that you've been justified with God, the Bible says God has given you new life in Christ. He's now given you the power to change. To be transformed, not on your own flesh or strength, but in the strength of the Holy Spirit. Remember who you are. You are a child of God. You're not a quitter. You are a child of God. You are an overcomer. You're a child of God. You're a victor, not a loser. Why? Because you are in the love of the Father. You're not a fearful child. You're a faithful child. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. Lakas nito. When you died with Christ, you were set free from the power of sin. This is the role. This is the life that we have embraced. A life that is dead to sin and alive in Christ.
You see, no amount of strength can correct an improper form. Let me repeat, no amount of strength can correct an improper form. Reminds me of a verse in Zechariah 4, verse 6 to 7. It says there, then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forward the top stone amid shouts of grace, grace to it. Our form, the one that gives us the power, is the Holy Spirit and not our flesh, not our own strength. And if you look at the New Testament, Paul would actually address this in Galatians 5, verse 16 to 17. He says, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, so you are not free to carry out your good intentions. If we learn to rely not on our own strength, but and not on our own power, and not in our own ability, but tap into the power of God, what happens is when the Holy Spirit comes, there's a supernatural work because it is He now who gives us the power and not our own flesh. We can try as much to shoot all we want, but without the Holy Spirit, we will never reach the proper form of what a Christian life really is. Keep in step with the Spirit of God. So at the end of the day, just like Zechariah, we can boldly proclaim when we're on top of that mountain, grace, grace is all that is. Hey, if you like the content of this video, please share, like, and subscribe to this channel. And don't forget to push the notification bell for new videos uploaded every week. Act like a man made for men by men.